Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. Happy Nude Day, everyone! This is my entry into the Nude Day contest. I hope you like it. I tried something a little new with this audio, and I'd love to hear what you think. Please vote. Vote, vote, vote. Get your friends to vote. Get your lovers to vote. Just vote for me. The accompanying text is not a transcript. It's just the introduction. But since this is the text with audio category, I decided to play by the rules. See, I don't want you to have to read any of the juicy bits. I want you to be far too busy coming along with me. Now, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. I haven't been a cop long, but I'm no rookie. That's why I was a little confused when I was assigned to pull three shifts watching a local commune. But I figured I must have drawn the short straw. I didn't kick up a fuss about it, just followed orders. Sky R Cover, S-O-C, SOC for short, was so far out of town it was almost out of our district. Someone had broken in and vandalized their kitchen and school buildings, and they'd received threats of violence. We suspected it was just some disgruntled rednecks in the nearby community, but when the SOC people started calling the vandalism a hate crime, we had to take that very seriously. So the brass wanted a uniformed officer to be on the property at all times for a while, until the rednecks got the message, backed off. I already knew what kind of commune SOC was, and I wasn't surprised at the jeers I got from my coworkers about going to guard a nudist community. I think I handled the teasing pretty well, laughing along, joking back. But really, it kind of bothered me to know that I had to spend my next three shifts along with a whole bunch of naked people. Their leader told my captain that I would be the only one on the property to be wearing clothes, and he offered to let me go sky-clad while I was there, so I wouldn't feel left out. My captain knows me pretty well, and made my excuses for me, saying that the uniform would be part of the deterrent to the troublemakers. I had no intention of running around in nothing but my gun belt with my badge superglued to my tit. No thanks. When I arrived, I was greeted by the leader, an older giant of a man who went by the name of Sasquatch. He introduced me to his equally naked wife, Apple Blossom. I shook their hands and kept my eyes fixed on theirs. They showed me the hateful things that had been spray-painted inside and out of their kitchen and school. I felt sorry for them. They might be living a lifestyle I didn't choose for myself, but they didn't deserve to be harassed for it. Sasquatch and Apple Blossom gave me a short tour of the property, showing me their gardens, the small orchard, and the dorms. Each family got a small building to sleep in, but all shared the kitchen and the bathhouse. We ended the tour at a huge oak tree in front of the common areas. In the shade of that tree sat six naked little kids of varying ages, with sketch pads and colored pencils drawing away. In front of them was their teacher, who happened to be one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Sasquatch introduced me to his daughter, Meadow.
She was the first policewoman I'd ever seen in person. I couldn't think of her as a policeman because, well, she was far too beautiful. I could see her brilliant green eyes shining in the dappled sunlight coming through the leaves of our teaching tree, her long red hair slicked back in a ponytail, very professional, and her uniform. It was molded to her body in a way that left very little to the imagination. Being born into a nudist colony, growing up around natural human bodies all my 18 years, it was the uniform that intrigued me most. I'd been turned on by uniforms for as long as I could remember. Military uniforms, firefighter uniforms, nurses' uniforms, and now, police uniforms.
Hello, Meadow. I'm Officer O'Reilly. I'm pleased to meet you. I stuck my hand out to shake hers.
All I could do was shake her hand. My mouth was so dry, even her name was sexy, O'Reilly. Her hands were soft but strong. I was close enough to see her freckles and smell her perfume.
I made myself stare at her face, no matter how badly I wanted to look at the rest of her. She was indeed gorgeous. Meadow had big brown eyes with lots of gold flecks in them, long, thick eyelashes, and wavy, sandy brown hair down to the middle of her back. She looked at me like I was an alien. I wondered if wearing clothes made me ugly in her eyes. I had to push those thoughts out of my mind. I was there to do a job. Focus, O'Reilly. I thanked Sasquatch and Apple Blossom for the tour and hurried back to my squad car. I needed to log my activity and check in with the station. Mostly, I needed to get away from naked people and to stop thinking about Meadow. I walked the perimeter every so often, hoping to discourage any further attacks on these people. I kind of enjoyed the sunshine and the fresh air. Being out here wouldn't be so bad as long as I could maintain some distance between myself and the people of Sauk. At about noon, I got a call from the station telling me to take a lunch. I wouldn't have time to drive to town and grab food. I didn't want to leave Sauk alone for that long anyway. I was pretty sure it would end up being lunch break minus the lunch, until I got a surprise.
Officer O'Reilly was sitting on the hood of her car. I had a feeling she didn't have anything to eat for lunch, so I took her two tomatoes, some strawberries, an apple, and a tall glass of cold lemonade. All the fruit, including the lemon, I'd picked just for her.
Oh,
lunchtime.
You startled me, Meadow. I wasn't expecting, I thought you were busy with the kids.
School's only half day, so we're done. I picked all this for you.
Thank you. You didn't have to do that.
I wanted to. Aren't you hungry?
Yes, I really am. You grow all this here, huh?
Yes, it's organic and fresh. I've eaten this way all my life.
This is amazing tomato.
They used to be called love apples. People would give them to their sweethearts to show their interest or affection.
Oh, really? Well, that's, interesting. How do you get used to all the nakedness?
I was born on this property. I've always been surrounded by sky-clad people. Whenever I get to go to town, I have to wear clothes, and I always wonder how people can get used to being all covered up all the time. It's so restricting. But I have to say, Officer O'Reilly, I like your uniform. I've always been fascinated by them.
Well, thanks. I'm proud to wear it.
It's the first time I've ever seen a woman wearing a police uniform. Can I, touch it?
My uniform? You want to touch my uniform? Well, okay, sure.
Shiny buttons. Wow. I like your badge, too. J. O'Reilly. What does the J stand for?
Jesse. Jesse Ann O'Reilly. My, grandmothers were Joanne and Tessie, so my parents combined them for Jesse Ann.
If I call you Jesse, are you going to arrest me?
No.
Am I making you uncomfortable, Jesse, touching you like this? I like you. You're very pretty. Do you like me, too?
You're very pretty, too, but,
Look at me. Let your eyes look everywhere. You don't have to keep staring at my face like that unless you don't like my body. You do like my body, don't you, Officer O'Reilly?
Of course. I mean, you're a very attractive girl, Meadow. But I'm working. I'm on duty.
You're on lunch break.
That's true, but I don't know about this. This is no way to act when I'm in uniform.
Then take it off. Better yet, let me take it off of you.
Meadow.
Please. Don't tell me no when your body wants to tell me yes. It's our destiny to be together. Why else would they send a beautiful female police officer to guard us? Why else would I want you this much? This uniform is part of it. It got my attention. But there's something about you, Jesse. I want you. Don't make it complicated. Let it be natural and beautiful between us.
But Meadow, I can't.
Wait. At least kiss me before you decide. What's one little kiss? If you kiss me and can still say you don't want me, then I'll leave you out here to eat your love apples all by yourself. Please, Jesse?
Okay. One kiss. What if someone sees us out here?
These people know me well enough. They would only worry if I wasn't out here trying to get into the beautiful lady officer's hot uniform pants. Now kiss me, Jesse, please.
Meadow. I can't believe I'm doing this.
I'm so glad you are.
Are you sure about this? No one's going to report me or anything. Christ, I want you so bad, Meadow. What is it about you?
No one's going to report you. And the reason you want me so bad is because you know how badly I want you. I am your destiny, meant to be. Oh, that feels so good. My neck is sensitive. I really like your uniform, Jesse, but I'm having trouble getting it unbuttoned.
Oh, well, your hands are shaking. Are you nervous?
No, just excited.
Let me help. Is that better, Meadow? Is that what you wanted?
It'll do for now. You have beautiful breasts, Jesse. They're bigger than mine.
I like yours, though. I like them a lot.
Oh, yes. Kiss my nipples. Suck them, please. Just like that.
Beautiful. Put your hands on me, baby. Oh, fuck, yeah. Pinch my nipples, Meadow. I like it when you pinch them really hard. Yes. God, yes. Oh.
Kiss me again. Oh, Jesse. I want you. I want you. I can't think.
Shh. Then don't try to think. Just feel. Here, lean back on the hood. Relax and let me make you feel good. So pretty. You have a pretty pussy.
The way you talk.
Yeah. I can be kind of a sailor when I'm turned on. But you do have a pretty pussy. So pink, soft. Oh, damn. And you're really wet. Does that feel good, Meadow? Do you like my fingers inside you?
Yes, it feels so good.
And you're really going to like this.
Oh, Jesse. Yes, please. Oh, that's amazing.
It tastes so good, Meadow. So fresh. Juicy. I think you should be called a love apple. That gives me an idea. Combine the flavors.
What are you doing? Oh my, are you squeezing the tomato on me? It's cold. So cold after your hot tongue. How's it taste?
Nice. Add some spicy to the sweet. But I think I like Meadow flavor even better. You taste great.
Oh, that feels so good. I bet when you got here this morning, you never thought you'd be licking someone on the hood of your squad car at lunchtime.
Well, Meadow, when I met you this morning... I definitely saw the possibility. And your sweet little cunt is exactly what I wanted for lunch.
Oh my! You can have me for dinner, too.
You feel that, baby?
Yes.
Oh. You like that?
Yeah.
Like me tongue flicking?
I like it. It feels... Put your tongue inside me again, Jesse.
Mm. Mm. God, you're tight.
Oh.
And your clit. So swollen.
Oh, Jesse, you're making me feel so good. I'm close. I'm almost there.
Oh. That's it, baby. You gonna come for me?
Keep doing that.
Come for me,
yes. Oh, please, please. Please, Jesse. I want to. I need to. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Having you come on my tongue. You're such a sweet thing.
I want to make you feel good.
You did. You did, Meta.
No, I want to do the same to you. Please.
On one condition. You have to say it.
Say what?
You have to tell me what you want to do to me.
Isn't one sailor enough?
Usually, yes. But I want to hear you say it, just this once. And then you can go back to your cute little oh my's.
Well, if that's what it takes to get me into those tight little uniform pants, I'll do it.
So say it.
Jesse, I want to kiss you down there.
The pants are staying on. That only bordered on sexy and came nowhere near sailor.
Okay. Jesse, I want to eat your pussy. Drop your pants and bend over the hood.
Wow, I'm impressed. Okay, you win. And there you go. I'm naked. Bend over the hood, huh? You kinky little thing.
You have no idea. Now let me get behind you and down here on my knees where I can really appreciate the view. Oh, Jesse, you're really beautiful from this angle. I don't remember when I've seen a prettier pussy. That was a sailor freebie.
Oh my God.
You feel so good on my lips, Jesse. Tasty.
Yeah, Meadow. Lick me, baby. Eat my pussy. Oh my God.
Do you
so
want me
good.
To use my fingers, too?
Oh, fuck yeah. Do it. Finger my tight little cunt, Meadow. Oh, God.
You like just one?
Yes.
Maybe two?
Yes. That's great.
You like two? I can tell.
God, yes. Oh, finger me, Meadow. That's so fucking good.
How about three? Can you take three, Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
Do you
three.
Like that? Is that your number?
Oh, fuck yes. Meadow, fuck me with three fingers. Lick my pussy.
How about here, Jesse? You want me to lick you here? Have you ever had anyone kiss you
here? Oh, yeah. Oh, Meadow...
You have a beautiful butt, Jesse. I just have to kiss it.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Lick my clit, baby. Fuck me.
Okay, Jesse. Is this what you need? I can do
Meadow.
That. I love the way
Meadow.
You taste. You're delicious.
Meadow. Heart. Fuck me hard, baby. I need you to pound me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kiss me. I can taste myself on your lips. Taste yourself on mine. It tastes so good together. This was so much fun.
You're amazing, Meadow. That was...
Dispatch, Unit 402.
Oh, shit. Go for you, 402.
Are you back on duty?
10-4, back from lunch.
Captain wants to know if you were able to get anything to eat up there.
Oh yeah, I did. And it was so good, I'll probably have to have the same tomorrow. Probably have to have the same tomorrow. Probably have to have the same tomorrow.